98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Illinois judge, the latest to rule that Donald Trump's name should not be included on the November ballot, citing the 14th Amendment, which bars insurrectionists from holding office. ABC legal contributor Kim Whaley.
Given that the Supreme Court has that Colorado case in hand, and given that the oral argument suggests they're going to go against Colorado and side with essentially Donald Trump, it's unlikely that this latest decision is going to have any actual impact on who's on the ballot in any state come November.
Now, what could have an impact on the November timeline? The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution for his role on January 6th. The arguments won't be heard, however, until April 22nd. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says an overnight altercation involving crowds waiting for aid left at least 70 people dead, bringing the death toll since the start of the war to more than 30,000. This is ABC News. The comedy world a little sadder this morning after learning that Richard Lewis has passed away. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Many mourning the death of comedian and actor Richard Lewis, known for his Neuroses-inspired brand of dark humor, in which he often talked about deeply personal things, including therapy and addiction. More recently, he played Larry David's neurotic friend on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the two born 3 days apart in the same hospital. David saying in a statement, Lewis, quote, had the rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. But today he made me sob, and for that, I'll never forgive him. Richard Lewis was 76.
New hopes for parents in Alabama trying to use IVF to have children. They might resume the treatments as soon as next week, with lawmakers pushing new measures through. Another record for Iowa College basketball superstar Caitlin Clark.
There's been so many amazing players to come before me and have laid such a great foundation for me to be able to play on this stage in front of crowds like this.
Speaking after she passed Lynette Woodard to become the top scoring woman in major college basketball history. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Swish into a flavor paradise at John C. Miller Corner, home of the Smash Burger. Indulge in two juicy quarter-pound patties piled high with double layers of onions and cheese. Served on a brioche bun. Tuesday, try the mouth-watering Smash Tackle. Plus, mark your calendars for March as they introduce ribeye and ribs every Saturday night. Good luck to the Phillips Lady Loggers in your tournament journey from John C. Miller Corner, just 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of Highway 111 and Highway 13.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for information in the week-long search for a missing 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers. That's on top of the $1,000 reward the local Crime Stoppers chapter is offering. Elijah Vu has been missing since last Tuesday. His mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect and are not telling authorities where the 3-year-old is. Now that Wisconsin has more competitive legislative districts, Democratic donors are doubling their investment in races for Wisconsin Assembly and Senate. The National Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee today says it plans to give another $24,000 to Democratic campaigns this year. That's the maximum allowed by law and equal to an amount given back in December. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, February 29th, it's girls tournament basketball with Ladysmith hosting Phillips versus McDonald Catholic. Tune in right here on 98Q Country at 7 p.m. to hear Jeff Hakenin bring you it all. Then Friday, March 1st, tune in for boys tourney basketball with Phillips at Auburndale. Tune in once more at 7 p.m. to hear Jeff Hakenin bring you it all again right here on 98Q Country. 98Q Country bringing you local sports.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Christopher Chris Allen Kohlmeyer, age 52, of Park Falls, passed away on Thursday, February 22nd, at his home. He is survived by his father, Stephen Borman, by his grandmother, Joan Natalie Johnson, by his siblings, Susan Kohlmeyer, Catherine Kohlmeyer, by Kimberly Borman Miglio, by Diana Schultz, David Kohlmeyer, Rebecca Lee Hugh, Seth Borman, and Ryan Borman. And further survived by aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held Saturday, March 9th at Peace Lutheran Church. Visitation 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and the services at 11 a.m. located at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. This has been the funeral notice for Christopher Chris Allen Kohlmeyer, 52 Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly here over the next few days. Today, sunshine will get to 42 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20 today. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 53 by Saturday, 56 by Sunday. We're talking highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The Packers restructure a player's contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The Packers here meeting with players' agents have made a deal with linebacker Preston Smith to pay him more with incentives, but save $2 million off their salary cap. What other changes on defense? I spoke to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Not a ton. You know, I think, you know, this league's a 4-2-5 nickel league, but those conversations will be had over the next few weeks.
NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte to play the Hornets again. Milwaukee looking to go 4-0 after the All-Star break. Doc Rivers says they're doing better each day defensively. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, but the crew auditioned 10 different pitchers, including J.J. Bukauskas, who struck out all three batters he faced. He's only given up one hit in camp so far. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball good. I remember him throwing the ball good last year at the end. He'll be be in the major leagues this year at some point.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Tournament girls basketball front and center tonight. Teams from the Northwoods that'll be vying for the sectional semifinal victory today. Clear Lake and Turtle Lake. They will play at Spring Valley tonight at 7 o'clock. The winner of that game will get the winner of Gilman. Gilman, the 9 seed, came through, and they will take on Owen Withy. That will be played at Stanley Boyd. Athens from the Merrillwood Conference, a 4 seed still alive. They get Pittsville, and they'll play that game at Merrill tonight. All that in Division 5. Division 4, of course, the Phillips Longer girls. They will take on McDonald Catholic. That will be at Ladysmith. And that will be a 7 o'clock start time tonight right here. 98QCountry.com, Civic Media app, pregame 640 with a little pregame chat with Coach Mike Igerbrecht. Fall Creek and Regis await on the upper end of that bracket to take on the winner of that Logger game tonight. In Division 3 action, teams from the North, Baldwin, Woodville, and Somerset, they will clash tonight in Barron, and Elk Mound and Aquinas, they will play at Arcadia. And in Division 2, good luck to the Lady T-Birds. Lakeland looking to make a back-to-back trip to the state tournament. They are the 2 seed. They'll take on Menominee. They come in as a number 1 seed, and that'll be a 7 o'clock start time for that contest coming up tonight. And state hockey, of course, hockey tournaments going on this weekend for the boys, New Richmond, Tomahawk, River Falls, St. Mary Springs will be there. In the smaller school division, in the larger school, you got Chippewa Falls, Notre Dame, Edgewood, and the Brookfield East Co-op team. And on the girls' state tournament, 4 teams there: DC Everest, River Falls, De Pere, and Sun Prairie. And that's a look at your 98Q Country Sports.
Number 1 for the most new country.
Number 1! I'm Tyler Childers.
Country. Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old all that, and I'm just a guy with a girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there all along, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I'm Sherry Preston. An Illinois judge, the latest to rule that Donald Trump's name should not be included on the November ballot, citing the 14th Amendment, which bars insurrectionists from holding office. ABC legal contributor Kim Whaley.
Given that the Supreme Court has that Colorado case in hand, and given that the oral argument suggests they're going to go against Colorado and side with essentially Donald Trump, it's unlikely that this latest decision is going to have any actual impact on who's on the ballot in any state come November.
And what could have an impact on the November timeline? The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution for his role on January 6th. The arguments won't be heard, however, until April 22nd. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says an overnight altercation involving crowds waiting for aid left at least 70 people dead, bringing the death toll since the start of the war to more than 30,000. This is ABC News.
More news in a moment, 7:25. We've got high school basketball coming up for you tonight. Ladysmith, the location, Phillips and McDonald Catholic will be battling for the right to play Saturday for the right to go to state. And we'll have it for you right here. If you're going to the game, tickets, they're telling us tickets are not being sold at the door. It's all being done online. So make preparations ahead of time. Get on the phone. Phillips School can answer any questions you may have about that, but I just don't want you showing up at the door and not being able to get your tickets ahead of time. And you got to do it online. That's just the way it is now. It's the way it is for this anyway. First time I've ever heard of this for a high school game. That's very common for professional and even some college. But for high school, first time I've ever heard of this. So we've got this game tonight. Then tomorrow night, we're going to bring you Phillips boys. They're going to be second round of the playoffs tomorrow night down in Auburndale. We are going to bring you Bucks tomorrow night because they start later tomorrow night. They've got the Bulls in a 9 o'clock tap. Boy, they like to put these games on the network TV and make the Midwest people stay up late. So at 9 o'clock start time for the Bulls and the Bucks tomorrow night in Chicago. So we will bring you that game following the conclusion of the of our local game tomorrow night. So a lot going on as far as leap day here. It's kind of confusing. How many days are in the year? 366. The 29th day of February. So those of you with birthdays, anniversaries, and all that fun stuff, you get your day here. Every fourth year, we'll give it to you. All right, you're all right. Ego. You know, the waffles, let go of my ego. They're taking reservations for their breakfast-themed house in Tennessee. It looks like the house looks like a stack of pancakes. Wonderful. The house looks like a stack of pancakes, and it features a maple syrup fountain, actually. I mean, I like pancakes. I like waffles. Not sure I'm that dedicated to waffles and pancakes to actually stay in a house with a, does anyone really need a syrup fountain? But it has it in there, so that's a tourist attraction going on. If you're a big fan of Eggos, you might want to check that out. In Tennessee, the race is on. This is a very unique presidential race we have here. Of course, we got Joe Biden and Donald Trump. The first question is will there be any debates? Will there be any debates at all? Because I don't think the Biden campaign is real thrilled about sending Joe up there, and the Trump campaign is ahead, and with all the legal battles and gag orders going on, I don't even know if he will be able to go up there. So I think it'll be limited if it is. I'm not seeing a lot of debates being lined up. And the second question is, the race is on for Donald Trump. to just be eligible for the election because, of course, the other side is pushing to have him determined ineligible for the election, and the Trump campaign and lawyers just keep trying to push everything back. They just they take every ruling and they request that it be reviewed, and they're just trying to push it back because Donald Trump knows, the campaign knows, that if they can just get to the election and keep him on the ballot, that he's got a decent chance of winning. And if he wins, after he wins, he'll just fire everybody who was against him. So everybody will be gone who was against. It's just the reality of the whole thing is the whole purpose of the Trump campaign right now is just to get to Election Day and keep him on the ballot and try to keep a couple bucks in his wallet. What is he, about $1 billion short now in fines that he's paying? So that's it's an interesting election battle. I don't have a problem with the lack of debates. I don't think I need to see that. We saw it. We saw it a while back. And whew, we have an interesting weather day today. We started out at 7 below here at the studio, 10, 12 below in some of the outlying areas. We're going to get to about 40 today, pushing 50s tomorrow. So a cold start to the day, but milder weather ahead, and this just may stick. I think we may be done with the temperatures however many days we had in the teens and 20s. It's just been a wimpy winter, but it looks like the mild weather is probably going to hang around for a while. We'll continue to update the weather here in just a little bit as we continue our twice an hour news update.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is offering Republican state lawmakers a compromise on a plan to clean up PFAS pollution. Evers wants the Department of Natural Resources to have more authority to inspect water on private land. In exchange, Evers is asking the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million in grants for pollution cleanup in a bill that got final legislative approval last week. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support health care access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Today, Governor Evers passed the bill with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care to mental health care. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The next Peaceful Gathering meal will be served Thursday, February 29th. The Peaceful Gathering is a free meal and all are welcome. The meal is served family style at 5:30 p.m. in the basement of Peace Lutheran Church at 600 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Handicap parking and an elevator are available at the north entrance of the church. Questions? Please contact Peace Lutheran Church at 715-762-4541.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform for the first time.
It's weird seeing him in those colors, but that's what reality is right now. Move on. Every time we see each other, we exchange pleasantries, but we're both worried about getting our club ready to play the regular season.
NBA, the Bucks are in Charlotte against the Hornets. Milwaukee looking to make it 4-0 since the All-Star break. College hoops, Marquette trounced Providence 91-69. But one of the Golden Eagles' best players, Tyler Kolek, had to leave the game. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Tyler, don't know exactly the extent of his injury, but he went out there. You guys saw he wasn't able to stay in the game, so he's getting checked out right now.
It's an oblique injury for Tyler?
Looks like it. Something in that area.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Girls tournament action tonight. Phillips Loggers, you got it right here. They'll be taking on McDonald Catholic in Ladysmith tonight. 7 o'clock, 6:40, the pregame tonight right here, 98QCountry.com, and we'll have it on the Civic Media app also on your phone.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno. And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the music. It's the contest.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
It's listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.
Q-Country.com.
7:41. It's 19 before 8. 98Q Leap Day today on the 29th of February. It's bonus time. You've been well behaved, so we'll give you a bonus day today. Tonight, we talked about this yesterday. Town of Lake is having a special town hall meeting, and they're going to talk about the possibility of a sale or lease of about 37 acres out on West Buckhorn Road. They're looking to do that to a local nonprofit organization, which will provide a recreational outlet to benefit the youth of Park Falls and the surrounding area with a trap slash skeet range. So this meeting, 6 o'clock tonight at the town hall, which is located at W8095 County Road E in Park Falls. So is that something that interests you? You may want to show up for that. For more information, big event going on this Saturday at the Fifield Fire Hall. They do all kinds of raffles and gift baskets and great food, and there's a bags tournament going on, and we'll be down there helping to run that. This is the third year we've been doing this. It's just been turned into a really nice, fun event. And whether you whether you're playing in the bags thing or not, it doesn't matter, because you got brats, burgers, and hot dogs and all kinds of stuff that the Fifield Fire Department folks put on, and some sweet treats going on there too. And there's all kinds of gift baskets and raffles. It'll start at 11, and the bags tournament starts at noon, and that's all at the Fifield Fire Hall. If you want to play, of course, you certainly can show up down there and play if you want. I believe, I'm going to take a shot here, but I think this might be Mr. Kyle Cronin on the phone with us this morning. Is that you, Kyle?
Good morning, Joel. Yes, it is.
I figured that was you calling in busy morning on this extra leap day, the 29th of February.
Yes, we got an extra day. Now, I was asked a very important question yesterday regarding that by a student.
Okay.
They wanted to know if that meant we had an extra day in the school year, and could we get a snow day one of these days? And I said, no, we really don't have an extra day in the school year. And the way it's going, the next couple of weeks, I don't see anything in the forecast for snow days. Doesn't mean we can't have one yet, but...
Yeah, I think we're done with that.
I'm hoping so. I'm up in Glidden today, and I'll just give you the weather report up here. I had -3 in the car pulling into the parking lot about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, so, 7 or 10 below, pretty common last night. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, a couple of things to update you on. We are looking for an early learning center assistant teacher. We also have an advertisement out for a bilingual, bicultural teacher, and I can just talk about that a little bit. This is going to be a teacher who would be English for English language learners. We're looking specifically to see if we can find a teacher who speaks Micronesian, and that being the bilingual part, right? Like we do have a significant population of students whose heritage are directly from the Federated States of Micronesia, and so we are looking for that. Right. We are also, certainly looking for substitutes at any point, and encourage folks, if they are interested in subbing as a bus driver, as a teacher, come down in and apply. Open enrollment period is open, so anybody out there who wants to open enroll their students, you can go to our website, or you can go to the Department of Public Instruction's website, find that application, and that is until Tuesday, April 30th. At the high school, spring musical, Joel, I heard they're still looking for an understudy for Lurch, so you were talking about that last week.
I'll have to talk to Mr. Donner,
Yep, the Adams family coming up the weekend of March 15, 16, and 17. Tickets are going to be available starting on Friday in the office. We did have a Learn to Connect program put on yesterday by our Leo Club, our Young Lions. And the next program will be at the end of March, on March 27th. A couple other items coming on here. We've got prom coming up in April. We've got the ACT coming up in a couple of weeks at the high school. Eighth graders are selling trash bags for their class fundraiser through tomorrow. So anybody interested in rolls of really good quality trash bags, they are selling them Ptarmigan North Campus as a fundraiser for the 8th graders. They're available through tomorrow. Today, we've got our level 2 forensics for our middle school headed to Washburn. We also have wrestling for the middle school, a match on Tuesday at Ladysmith at 5 o'clock, and then again at on the 12th of March at Hayward. Joel, do we think the track's going to be snow-free on Monday? The way the forecast is looking, that should help our track and field students at the high school. They start up with practice on Monday, and then softball the following Monday on the 11th, and baseball on the 18th. So a few things there. Some congratulations as well to our boys basketball athletes, A.J. Morgan, all-conference first team, Cooper Mikulski, all-conference second team, Robert Schinnebeck, and Jeremiah Miguel, honorable mention, and Robert Schinnebeck, all-defensive team. Congratulations, girls basketball, Merriwood athletes as well. Madison Ernst, all-conference second team, and Janae Sherwinski and Jalen Brunel, honorable mention. So some good honors for our athletes. One other item I wanted to mention, on Tuesday, March 5th at 6 o'clock in the high school cafeteria, we are hosting, we're having a special board meeting, and the reason for that meeting is the back in October, we'd had the community conversations where we brought folks in. Well, the team that was studying the data from those conversations, they're bringing back their findings to the board on district mission, vision, and the strategic elements. And they're going to present their findings to the board that evening. And certainly any resident is able to attend. And we're hoping to see a few people there just to hear their findings on a new or on a renewed or refreshed strategic vision and mission for the district. So that is the bulk of my report today, Joel.
All right. We'll talk to you next Thursday, Kyle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Yep, Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. Busy day today's up in Glidden, so he joined us via phone, joins us each Thursday morning right around this time. Hey, if you haven't done so already, download that Civic Media app. Here's a little tip. It's just a little tip for you, okay? If you want to enhance your listening experience, get yourself a set of those, the earbuds, the wireless earbuds. So you can get them fairly cheap. All right. And then what you do is you download that Civic Media app, and now you got those, you can take your earbuds, and they don't have to be wired to anything. And you can listen to 98Q. You can listen to 103.1. You can listen to any of our Civic Media stations, which are our mother, I would call it the mother station, the out of Madison, where Civic Media is based out. There's some great programming talking all about the state of Wisconsin. Some of it's political, some of it's not. But there's some good stuff. So, get yourself a set of those wireless earbuds and download that Civic Media app. I think you'll enjoy listening to 98Q 103.1 and also some of the Wisconsin-based talk shows that are on that Civic Media app. It is some good stuff for us cheeseheads.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just open the app and something good will already be playing. Because it's curated by real humans who love TV as much as you do. So you'll spend a lot less time scrolling and a whole lot more time watching. That's why Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. All you need to do is download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly here over the next few days. Today, sunshine will get to 42 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20 today. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 53 by Saturday, 56 by Sunday. We're talking highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend's scrolling through my Instagram, staring at
today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.